You're listening to SBS News.
Making a vulcano. Bye, Nonna.
From Nonnas in Italy to Greek sisters in Sydney.
Alright, so you're gonna get right down.
And uncles in Western Australia. Families around the world are using government-enforced lockdowns to connect with their culture through food. In Sydney, Tina Koutsoyannis and her sister Kaylee are preparing for their first Orthodox Easter not surrounded by family. To honour their late aunt, the sisters are trying their hand at her famous sweetbread.
It wouldn't feel like Easter if we didn't do this, if that makes sense. Having some of these sort of rituals and these traditions, I think we need it more than ever.
CJ Walker normally works as a tour guide in Karratha in WA. His family is using the quiet time to teach their youngest members basic hunting and gathering skills.
At the end of the day, none of us would be here if our ancestors hadn't taught us all this knowledge and hadn't done all those same things throughout time. Yeah, I feel really proud, actually, to be able to share that.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Tegan Cruz says maintaining a connection to culture and community during the pandemic is crucial for mental health.
I hope for one of the positives out of all of this is that we do start to value these connections in our day-to-day lives, rather than them just happening by accident, say, when we're, you know, going about our busy day-to-day lives, instead really prioritising them.
With seven children, single father Billy Tompkins has mastered a recipe or two in his Canberra home.
Food with Indigenous culture, Indigenous families, it goes way back. You know, you're looking at over 60,000 years of sharing culture, sharing food and sharing family stories.
He's regularly posting on a growing Facebook group called Mob Feeds, where Indigenous, Torres Strait and Pacific Islander people post traditional family recipes for others to try. His daughter Minnie says his curry prawn risotto has no competition.
Yeah, he's a good cook. Better than everyone else.
But social scientist Holly Seals from the University of New South Wales says if you're not learning new things during this time of isolation, then that's okay too.
I think the key thing here is also that, you know, not everybody's going to walk away from being in a social distancing space with a new habit or a new hobby, and that's okay. You know, we don't want to place people in undue stress by, you know, putting out the message that, you know, you've got to walk away from this time with a new hobby, or you've learnt a new language, because that's not going to work for everybody.
In Italy, nonnas around the country are becoming internet sensations. Many, like Narina Tamanti, are using beloved family recipes to host virtual cooking classes and gaining a cult following in the process. Her granddaughter, Chiara Nicolanti, says it only took her a short while to adapt to the technology.
Technology is good, but if you were here, we could have a breakfast together.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Ciao.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
Ciao.